Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
We frequently talk with tech writers and experts about the newest stuff, and most of the time they come up with lots of options to fit what you might be looking for. So when someone says you have to get this program or app, do it now, I take notice. And this topic is particularly timely with all the talk of privacy and security these days. The New York Times tech columnist David Pogue joins us now with more on Dashlane. Hi, David.
Hi.
So I saw that you recommended Dashlane, and you recommended it highly. In fact, you even made a video about it to show us exactly how it works. And then you got quite a reaction. But first, let's just talk about what this Dashlane is and why we need it.
Right. Well, the central problem is the security experts tell us that to avoid having our identities stolen, we need long, complicated passwords, and we need a different long, complicated password for every website we use. And let's be frank, nobody does that. You'd be a genius to be able to...
I'm sure I have the worst passwords ever, but anyway.
Exactly. So the advice is unfollowable. Dashlane and its competitors like LastPass and 1Password are password keepers. They memorize your passwords for you. And the reason I prefer Dashlane is that it even logs you in. So if I go to Facebook or Twitter or Gmail, like by clicking the bookmark, I don't even have to click submit. It enters my name, my password, and clicks login. So I just go directly to the site. Oh, and the other amazing thing is it also stores all my credit card information. When I buy something, Dashlane shows me pictures of my credit cards. Little on the screen, I just click the one that I want to use to pay, and it fills in the expiration date, the security code, all that stuff.
Yeah, I got the sense from you that this was like revolutionary for you.
It's definitely revolutionary for me. You referred to the pushback I got from readers, and that's because there are other programs like it, and they have their fans. But this one I find is the simpler one, and offers the best deal because it's free.
Yeah, you did have a lot of pushback. You had a lot of concerns, and you gave answers to most of them that I read. But I think people, especially today, are feeling really funny about security, even about storing everything. When you say it stores everything in one place, makes people nervous.
Well, that's true. So Dashlane stores all your passwords in an invisible file on your computer, encrypted in what's called AES 256. That's the same encryption standard that the government uses and banks use. It has never been hacked. It would take a supercomputer a trillion years to get it. As far as I'm concerned, you're safe. At least you're safer than whatever system you're doing now, like putting passwords in a notebook or, you know, in a text file on your computer. Those are extremely unsafe.
All right, so you're sold on Dashlane, and we'll see if the public's sold on it. I also want to talk a little bit about something that you're doing that's kind of exciting, and I think you've been doing for a little while, is you're hosting a series on Nova.
That's right. In 2011, I was the host of a four-part mini-series called Making Stuff that looked at the world of extreme materials. So they were called, the episodes were Making Stuff Stronger, Making Stuff Cleaner, and so on. And it did really well, so we're making four more episodes that will air in October called Making Stuff Colder, Making Stuff Faster, Safer, and Wilder. So we're traveling all over the world to film the extremes of science.
All right, and now with all the questions about the NSA, maybe you'll be also doing something, making something more secure.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be the next one.
David Pogue of the New York Times and Nova, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.